Grant opportunities, adding value to the farm. Welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. An annual series of grants promoting development and marketing of value-added ag products reflects both diversity in those products and the rural economic benefits. Rod Bain has more.
Rural economies have received a boost for 6 years now, when the first in the annual series of USDA value-added producer grants were awarded to recipients.
The value-added program was first authorized in 2001 as a demonstration project, and then continued on in the 2002 Farm Bill. The program awards grants to independent producers of ag commodities to market value-added agricultural products in order to capture a larger share of the consumers' dollars and to help them out with their bottom line and the operations that they have in place.
And according to Ben Peterson of USDA's Office of Rural Development, 162 recipients in 40 states and Puerto Rico received over $22 million in awards for fiscal year 2007.
The application process can start from December until the spring, and it's usually open for about 45 to 90 days, and we roughly announce awardees and recipients in September.
And according to Peterson, the recipient list of projects is varied and pertinent to rural development.
I think one of the best examples was one of the projects that I went on the road to present a check to with the recipient. It was in Arkansas, Orlicek Farms. In the part of Arkansas they're from, it's going through a lot of transition with agriculture. They typically have cotton and rice down there, but the ag economy is moving towards more corn, soybeans. These guys were interested in a feasibility study to examine the availability of feedstock and if they could use it to ultimately build a biodiesel plant or an ethanol plant.
So just how much of a boost has the value-added producer grant program provided to rural economies since 2001? Peterson says the program is credited with creating or saving over 1.5 million jobs during that time period. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Hope all of you have a safe holiday weekend. Join us again Monday on the TRN.